Listening.
Last year, some teachers from Thailand visited our school. We enjoyed talking with them. They were all wearing yellow shirts. I didn't know why, so I asked them the reason. One of them said, "Because yellow is the color of our king. The king was born on Monday, and the color of Monday is yellow." I asked, "Do you have your color too?" He answered, "Yes, green is mine. I was born on Wednesday." I was very surprised to find each day of the week has its own color in Thailand. Then I wanted to know more about the views of colors in other countries. I asked my friend from America, Mike, about his views of colors. He said, "When we paint the sun, we usually use yellow, but red is usually used in Japan. I'll give you other examples. Comparing the rainbows painted in the two countries is a lot of fun. A rainbow has 7 colors in Japan, but many American children think it has 6. Also, red mailboxes are seen in Japan, but blue ones are usually seen in America." When I heard these stories, colors became more and more interesting to me. The next day, I went to the library to read some books about colors in Japan. I found that many traditional Japanese words for colors come from the world of nature. For example, some words for colors like akane-iro and moegi-iro come from plants. Others come from the sky or the sea. The Japanese people of old times lived in harmony with nature. We have a unique culture, which has many words for colors. I think we should respect our culture and traditional words for colors in it. When we learn the cultures of other countries, it may be useful to know their views of colors.